Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, I have someone today in studio with me who has an incredible story. My name is Nanette Weiser. I'll be your host today. And with me is someone you probably know if you are a community member or have a nonprofit. Catherine Bursch was with Channel 10 as the community director, doing so many good deeds around the community. She is now the outreach coordinator for Area Agency on Aging at Pasco. Pinellas, welcome to studio.
Thanks so much for having me, Nana.
Tell us, before we get into what you're doing now, let's talk a little bit about your journey and what you did at 10. And in particular, you were a pioneer of helping children find nutritional meals during the summer months.
Well, I've had a very long and interesting career as a TV journalist in the Tampa Bay area. I started out at Channel 44, and at one point they shut down their news department, and I moved over to 10 Tampa Bay, where I was a reporter for 24 years, and the later years as a community relations manager. And you know, as you can expect, I've seen pretty much, you know, everything that goes on in the news over those years. But I was heartened as a community relations manager to start a program with Feeding Tampa Bay called Cereal for Summer. And we collected cereal from schools and groups and businesses, and it just continued to grow year after year. And really, I think of that as one of my biggest accomplishments. We just helped so many families that were food insecure over the years.
Now, you know, we're community radio, but you were community TV. You had a show, and people would come on your show for Channel 10. Tell us a little bit about some of the people you had on that show.
You know, and that is the thing. The community just has to rely so much on the various not-for-profits in our area that do such good work. Just they fill in the gaps. And one of my purposes on the show was to highlight various not-for-profits on throughout the Tampa Bay area, the good work that they do. Wheels for Success, that helps kids get wheelchairs that actually fit them. And, of course, Feeding Tampa Bay with food insecurity. And, you know, smaller not-for-profits, Emerald M Farms that helps with horse therapy with disabled children and veterans. The list just goes on and on.
So I'm going to tell a funny little story. I was working, volunteering to do the first annual gala for RCS, which dealt with homeless and domestic abuse. And we were kindly invited by Catherine to the studio, Devin Pappas and I. And we're sitting there, and this incredible band is there, the Reese Brothers. They were young, young, young. Now, they are the grandsons of the Chicago group. They're now famous, famous, famous. And that's what Catherine did. She would, like we do at Radio St. Pete, make networking, make people happen. If you could call her and say, you know, I'm trying to do this, and she would always have an open door. So I'm not surprised that the Area Agency on Aging for Pasco and Pinellas grabbed you. So tell us a little bit, first of all, about the organization.
Well, I will be ashamed to say, after how many years of reporting in the Tampa Bay area, I was not really familiar with the Area Agency on Aging of Pasco Pinellas. And boy, they do so much work. And part of my job is to help tell their story and trying to get out the word about what we do. We are really, the agency's been around for 50 years, and it is the primary agency for senior services in the area. What our mission is to help people, seniors, live well at home. And that means safely at home, as opposed to a nursing home placement. So that can be any services from home delivered meals to home modifications, grab bars and ramps, things like that. Help with chores around the house, care at home if people need assistance. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we work with partner agencies in both counties. And we have 44 different programs to help seniors live well at home.
Aging in place. It's at 71. That's what I am looking to do as I get older. And you celebrated a milestone with this organization in 2024. 50 years.
50 years. You know, the services have grown and we have grown. Just the aging population that Florida attracts, the services are desperately needed.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned something as we were beginning this broadcast, that there are 1,000 calls a day.
We run a helpline. And we get a 1,000 calls a week.
A week.
That's okay. But one of our main things that we do is a helpline for seniors or their loved ones or caregivers to call the helpline if they're needing assistance. And that number is 1-800-963-5337. And that's just the doorway to find out what services might be available. And you might just have to leave a name and a number and leave a message when you call, because we do get so many calls. But you will get called back within 2 days. So someone will call, you can tell them what you're looking for, and they'll guide you in the right direction. And you may receive further screening to see. Many of our services are, you know, income based, but it is the thing to do. And we like to say, know us before you need us. Call us to find out what might be out there before you're in that crisis situation. And if you're a caregiver, we have caregiver support programs. It's just like I said, you know, 44 different programs that cover pretty much any kind of service a senior might need.
So I want to talk first about the numbers and then about the partnerships, because it takes a village to help our community. 63,593 older adults served, these are 2024 numbers, through internal and external programs in two counties. Transportation, 50,000 plus transportation trips to life-sustaining destinations. Meals, 742,935 meals. It goes on and on and on. Mental health is a big issue too, isn't it among this population? Let's talk about that.
You know, for both caregivers or the seniors themselves, I mean, we go through, you and I, we're aging, we go through lots of different stages in our lives. And I recently did a video speaking with seniors about aging and, you know, their approach to it and how it's not all bad. But one of the women I spoke with did talk about the loss of a partner. And that can be devastating. You've been with this, you know, person for decades, and they've always been by your side, and you lose your partner. What do you do then? And so mental health and depression and grief, that is a part of life. And we have a counseling program that can help people manage those emotions and changes in their life.
And I think for boomers, loss of work as you get older, you know, you're aged out of the system to some extent. There is ageism when it comes to hiring, and I think that loss of legacy, I know my mother talked about that because she was a geriatric social worker, that loss of being able to make a difference in the community. There's grief of loss of partner, there's grief in changing circumstances, and debilitating health. But I love the fact that these in-home supportive services and counseling are available. You have a lot of partners. Tell us about some of those.
Oh, gosh. Everything from, like, the home-delivered meals, most commonly known as Meals on Wheels. We help support that program. We receive federal funding, funding from the state, and private donations. And then those monies are funneled out to these partner agencies that help with the various services.
And then case management, Gulf Coast Jewish and Family and Community Services. This interested me, HomeShare Pinellas, home sharing support for seniors. Talk to me about this. This is a very interesting and important.
I had no idea before I joined this agency that was even a thing. But say you have a home and you're alone now and you have extra space, this program vets people who need a home or a room, and they're vetted and you're interviewed and they try to find the right partnership available so that you could share your home. You've got a room, you share the kitchen, you share the TVs or what have you, but you also provide each other with companionship as well. So for people in certain circumstances, it's the best of both worlds. They get some income coming in, and they both can live in a nice home.
You know, I know Metropolitan Ministries is another one, Neighborly Care Network, Pinellas Opportunity Council, Home Energy Assistance.
Boy, this is a thing. I just opened up my electric bill the other day, and
Ooh.
I went, woohoo, yeah, it's right. So many people, with the temperatures rising, have a hard time either paying for their electric bill, or imagine, I just last week talked with a couple in Pasco County. He has advanced COPD. They were without air conditioning for months, living in a mobile home. It was like a pressure cooker in there. Some friends tried to help and lent them some window units, but it still wasn't doing the trick. And the wife even at one point got kind of woozy from the heat and fell down because she was so woozy. They found out about this program called EHEAP, and that is a program that we help fund as well, and there is money available. So if you know of someone in this situation, they should contact that helpline and get referred to the agencies on EHEAP. This couple, within calling the helpline and connecting with the managers of EHEAP in Pasco County, had a brand new air conditioner within days.
Fantastic. Folks, if you've just joined us on this episode of Good Deeds, I am here with Catherine Burch. She is the outreach coordinator for the Area Agency on Aging of Pasco Pinellas. They offer 44 vital programs to help seniors stay independent and age in place in their homes. Catherine, tell us a little bit about the people leading this organization. Anne Marie Winter, your executive director.
She is a force. I will tell you that she is so committed to the programs and the seniors in our area. And I do have to say, one of the things we are advocating for is to keep funding for these programs. Many of them are in jeopardy of cuts or even elimination. So please, please contact your lawmakers in Washington and urge them to continue funding programs for seniors. It's vital. Like you said, over 63,000 seniors in our area depend on these programs, and we would just hate to, and many of them right now have extreme waiting lists. So the need is there. It's essential. These people have worked all their lives. They deserve a helping hand.
They do. And I'll tell you, the Department of Elder Affairs, please, you know, not only talk to the people, the lawmakers making a difference, but also you can support the Area Agency on Aging of Pasco and Pinellas because you are a nonprofit 501c3.
Absolutely. We are a not-for-profit. Like I said, we've been around for 50 years. There is actually one of these agencies, we go by different names, but one of these agencies covering every county in the country. We were part of the Older Americans Act from 1965 that created this network to help seniors.
So with hurricane season approaching, first of all, the county of Pinellas has, if you do have a senior or you are a person with disability, you do need to register now for that, because those special needs shelters, they'll have you on the list, and if there's a hurricane, they'll reach out. But you did a lot in the Hurricane Resiliency Program after this year. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you did.
You know, we helped, you know, so many seniors affected, and really everyone across the Tampa Bay area. The storms were horrific. We tried to fill in the gaps on some of the funding that they weren't receiving from the various relief programs. programs. So we helped with that. But we also helped with emergency needs. And just right now, we're kind of in the process of putting together, we just had a big event this week, of filling hurricane kits, storm prep kits, full of, they've got flashlights, batteries, a hand can opener, first aid materials, all sorts of things to help people get through a storm if their power's out for a few days. So we were very grateful to Duke Energy that gave us a $40,000 grant to make hundreds and hundreds of these hurricane storm kits. And we're assembling them now, in the process of assembling and distributing them to needy seniors in the area.
And that brings me to my final point. Volunteering. If you can give money to the organization, but volunteering, the volunteers are welcome. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I will say that at times, like we're doing these hurricane kits, there are kind of, you know, sporadic events where we need volunteers. So if you'd like to give a helping hand, I kind of have a list of people that we like to call on. We don't have any you know, ongoing, you know, volunteer efforts. But from time to time, yes, we do need some helping hands. But I'm also just willing to turn people to the Seniors in Service program, because they always can find a perfect fit for you. And I know that also the Meals on Wheels program always needs drivers. But if you don't feel like you want to drive, you can volunteer packing up the boxes. There are so many not-for-profits in the area that can use a helping hand from now on.
So, folks, if you want to contact them, the number is 1-800-963-5337. If you're calling from outside the area, it's 727-217-8111. That is 8-5 EST, se habla español as well. And to find out more about the organization,
you can also go to our website, www.agingcarefl.org, www.agingcarefl.org. And also, of course, check us out on our YouTube channel and see some of the videos I've created about the programs that we provide.
That is very exciting. We'll have a link to that on our website. Thank you so much, Catherine, for bringing your good deeds to light in this community.
I really appreciate the time. You know, I loved my time at 10 Tampa Bay, but I feel like this position is a great fit for me because I always felt like I wanted to help the community with my TV stories, and I feel like I'm able to give up my skills and time for a great organization now.
For Radio St. Pete, this is Good Deeds, host Nanette Weiser. We'll see you again with another Good Deed.